Yes, this will be our prayer for the rest of our lives, not I, but Christ. And also a lifetime lesson for us. So that the life of Jesus Christ can be manifested through us. Manifested in our deeds and our words. Also in our thoughts and our attitude.
我们在这些日子讲到教会的建造,
and these days we're talking about the building up of Jesus Christ Church.
那我们知道这是神的心意,
because we know this is where the heart of God is.
因为神他要把他的儿女,
because God desires to build up His church, His children. And He wants to obtain a testimony that's three dimensions.
我们讲过, 这个建造必须是生命的建造。
Like we shared before, this building work has to be out of life.
建造的材料是金银宝石。
And the materials has to be gold, silver, and precious stones.
是充满了神的荣耀，神的性情。
It has to be filled with the glory and nature of God Himself.
是充满了基督的救赎生命。
And be filled with the redemption life of Christ Himself.
是充满了圣灵所制作过的生命。
And be filled with life that being worked upon by the Holy Spirit.
那我们也知道整个建造必须是爱在这里联络。
And we also know it is love that connects all parts of the building.
那在这里,
and here God desires to obtain a testimony of love. And therefore this morning I'd like to share with you one part of the building work through word.
在圣经中,
and we know words are very important, especially in the Bible.
我们的神, 他是说有就有, 命立就立的神。
Because when God speaks, things are done.
他用话语来创造。
Through His words, He created the world.
用他话语来托住。
And through His words, He upholds all universe.
那今天, 我们认识到说, 在神的建造的工程中,
therefore, we need to realize in His construction work,
那话语也是何等的重要,
words are very important tools.
但是我们讲到话语的建造, 它的根基必须是生命, 也必须是爱。
Yet the building work out of words has to be founded upon love and life.
我们一起来读一下约翰福音6章63节。
Let's read some scriptures together. It's been printed out for you. John 6:63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。在哥林多前书13章第一节，请我们一起来读。
First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1, let's read it together.
我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了民的锣，响的拔一般。 主告诉我们说，他所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The Lord says, the words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life.
所以当我们得着了主的话,
once we have the words of God,
我们能够被建造,
this is how we can be built up.
他的话就是灵，就是生命。
For His words are life and are spirit.
所以今天我们说要用话语建造教会。
Therefore, when we talk about to build up God's church with words,
今天这个话, 我们从我们这些人身上说出来,
these are the words spoken out through you and me.
但是这是讲到我们里面, 是不是从我们的生命, 从灵里面所流露出来的。
But the question is, are these words flowing out of our inner life?
必须是生命的话语。
It has to be words out of the inner spiritual life.
它才能够建造。
Then those words can help others.
那哥林多前书, 告诉我们说, 我若能说万人的方言,
in 1 Corinthians it says, if I speak in the tongues of men,
并天使的话语,
and of angels,
这讲到说, 他能够好像发表许许多多的知识和奥秘,
it's like if I could speak so much knowledge and mystery,
但是却没有爱,
but I have no love,
我就成了鸣的锣响的拔一般,
I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
今天也许我们可以讲一个最好的道理,
therefore we may be able to teach something very important, the best doctrine of all.
你讲一个真理可能是一个最对的,
maybe we can speak a certain truth very well,
但是却没有爱。
But if I speak without love,
我们知道这没有办法来真正的建造人。
Then we know there's no way I can help others or build others up.
所以我们讲到话语的建造，它的根基必须是出于生命的。
Therefore, the foundation of a building work through words has to be a foundation on love and life.
它必须是出于爱的。
It has to be out of love.
所以我们知道话语能够建造。
We know words can build people up.
在建造中话语是何等的重要。
And words are so important in God's building work.
但是另外一点呢，话语常常也能够拦阻这个建造。
But at the same time, our words can also stop the building work.
常常产生问题的也是在于话语。
And cause problems.
那过去曾经有一次，有一个女传道人。
Once there was a female minister.
有一个姊妹，她跟她讲说，她要买一个礼物来送给她。
A Christian sister told this minister that I want to give you a gift.
那这个女传道就跟她讲说，哎呀，你生活也是很紧的，所以你不要买这个礼物。
The minister says, you know, you are not very wealthy either, so don't bother to buy anything for me.
那后来有一次，这个姊妹跟人家就开玩笑说。他说我们的传道他不收我的礼物，因为他嫌我穷。
And one time, therefore, this Christian sister made a comment to other people in their chatting, says, you know, that minister of ours, she didn't want a gift from me because she thought I was too poor.
那另外一个人听到了，他就有点要帮忙解释，但他又讲说他不应该会嫌你穷吧。
And the person who heard about this comment says, I don't think she will think you're too poor.
下面一个人说他为什么要嫌你穷呢？
Another party involved in the conversation said,Why do you think she thought you were poor?
她不会是喜欢钱吧？
You think she's greedy?
到了最后结论传开了，就是说我们的传道女传道她是喜欢钱的。
At the end of the conversation, a rumor started to build up. It's that our female minister loves money.
所以开始她的心意本来是说你也是很紧的，你不要花这个钱。
Actually, the motive behind her initial comment was because you're poor. She sympathized with the sister.
后来结果呢，传到最后成了这个结果。
But the conclusion was that she was a greedy minister.
所以我们知道，我们的话是非常重要的。
Therefore, we gotta watch out. Our words are very important.
今天神要得着教会的建造。
God wants to obtain a building from church.
他要用话语来建造。
He intends to build up his church through his words.
但是我们永远要记得，当我们讲一句话的时候，是不是从我们里面的生命所出来的。
Therefore, always check ourselves. When we say something, are we speak out of our internal life?
是从那永远的生命所出来的话，这个能够建造人。
Only the words that spoken out of eternal life that lives inside of us can help others.
从我们天然生命出来的。
Words that out of fleshly life.
是拆毁的。
Will do nothing but destroy things.
是拦阻建造的。
Will block, will hinder the work of God.
那另外必须是从爱里面出来的。
Also, make sure our words are spoken out of love.
我们在上次也讲到说，用爱心说诚实话。
Like we shared last time, we should speak truth in love.
我们来读一下好了，以弗所书
Let's
第四章第十五节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。所以一面呢要说诚实话。
On one hand, speak truth.
但是呢必须在爱中说诚实话。
But we have to speak the truth in love.
所以很多的时候弟兄姊妹读的时候只顾到说诚实话。
Many times we focus on the part, speak the truth.
但是这个诚实话说出来的时候好像非常的容易伤人。
However, when we speak the truth, we hurt others easily.
有一次我也有一个感觉。
One time I had this feeling.
常常好像我说话看见一个问题，我想要帮助，想要解决这个问题。
I noticed that when I see there's a problem, I want to speak up and solve the problem.
但是我好像是拿着一把菜刀
But I was like, grabbing a kitchen knife.
要把那个瘤好像要把它给它除掉
And I see a tumor and I try to cut off the tumor with that knife.
哎呀这个话一说出来的确命中要害
Yes, my words will speak the truth and right on the target of the tumor.
真的是刀进刀出把那个毒瘤给它除掉了
And then in two seconds I can take out that tumor, no problem.
但是这个人也死了
But at the same time the person died on the table.
没有办法真正帮助他。
Then I'm not helping him.
的确，我说了诚实话。
Indeed, I spoke the truth.
但是爱不够。
But I did not have enough love with
him. 所以没有办法真正把人建造起来。
So I could not build him up through my words.
弟兄姊妹，在爱中说诚实话，很多时候我们的刀必须像一个手术刀。
Therefore, we have to watch out the kind of knife we use when we speak the truth.
啊，多少的祷告。
We have to support it with many, much prayers.
可能你需要先有很多的关怀。
And then also I have to care about the person a lot.
那个刀下去要非常的小心。
And when I raise up my knife, I have to be very careful.
然后把这个问题解决。
To solve the problem.
然后你还要把它缝合起来。
And make sure you saw afterwards.
神叫我们在爱中说诚实话。
God wants us to speak the truth in love.
所以爱是何等的重要。
Therefore love is very important in our words.
但是要在爱中说诚实话常常也是非常的不容易。
But that also is very challenging to speak the truth in love.
在箴言书27章第5节他说当面的责备强如背地的爱情。
Proverbs 27:5 says, better is open rebuke than hidden love.
我记得以前在大学的时候学了一句这个顺口溜哈。
I learned a slang in my college.
我讲一下你听不懂没关系。
I try to say it now. It's okay if you don't understand. Or you can't translate. 我哪跟你
讲，你都卖个白人讲。你哪被个白人讲，你都卖个白人讲。我叫你卖个白人讲。
If I tell you something, don't tell others. If you have to tell others, make sure don't tell others that I have told you this.
我如果告诉你，你就不要告诉别人。
If I tell you this, don't tell others.
那你如果要告诉他的话，你就不要告诉他。我叫你不要告诉他。
If you have to tell that person, don't tell me that I tell you not to tell him.
把他一讲话呢，常常就变得非常的复杂。
So my words are very complex.
那不敢在人面前当面的跟人家直接的讲。
That means I dare not to tell the person in front of him.
所以只好在背后讲。
So I have to say it behind his back.
然后又不敢告诉他。
But still, I dare not to tell him what I said.
我记得那个时候在学这个时候觉得也蛮有意思的。
And I had a lot of fun trying to memorize this slang.
这常常就说到我们在讲话时候一个情况。
But that really reveals our condition many times.
但是箴言说当面的责备强如背地的爱情。
But proverb here says, better is open rebuke than hidden love.
今天我们真正爱一个人的时候
If we truly love someone,
他如果真的有什么问题我们会当面来告诉他
And if we notice that person has a problem we will be willing to tell him and confront him
我想这就是讲说在爱中说诚实话
And that's the same thing as speaking the truth in love
因为如果你永远不告诉他
Because you don't tell the person the truth
他可能永远也不知道
He or she will never know about it
他也没有机会来改进
Therefore, no way he or she can improve or correct herself.
但是很多时候我们都知道要说一个人有时候是很不容易的。
And it's very hard to tell someone the truth.
有的时候是爱太少有的时候可能爱太多。
Sometimes because we have too little love, but there are times because we have too much love for that person.
爱太少你是懒得跟他讲你可在背后讲一讲。
When you don't have enough love, you'd rather say it behind their back.
有时候说爱太多呢是讲到说你又怕伤了他。
And sometimes because we love that person too much, we're afraid our words will hurt that person.
但是我想真正的爱是让我们能够面对这个人。
But if we truly love someone, we have the guts to face that person, tell them the truth.
我们宁可流着泪和他一同祷告。
We'd rather pray with that person in tears.
而不是说把所有的问题隐藏起来。
Then hide all the problems.
那朋友若是从来没有指出你的缺点，这可能不是你一个最好的朋友。
If a friend who never point out your deficiencies, then this may not be your best friend.
一个最好的朋友，他会告诉你你哪里需要改进的。
Because a true friend will advise you your deficiencies so that you can improve.
我想我们在神的家互相是做肢体。
We are members.Of the house of God.
主的话告诉我们要在爱中说诚实话。
And the Lord tells us to speak the truth in love.
那我常常也发现一些情况。
And many times I notice this.
那弟兄姊妹对谁有什么意见他会来找我。
If a certain brother or sister had a problem with another member, they will come to me.
你去告诉他。
That person will come to me and say, Brother Liang, why don't you tell that person the problem?
他有这个问题，这个问题，这个问题，你去告诉他。
That person has this problem, that problem, please go tell that person.
好像这些都变得我的问题。
It's like, this is my problem to do.
那有的时候呢，他们要去讲的时候， 他说梁弟兄说你怎么样怎么样怎么样。
And sometimes when they advise others about their problem, they will say, you know, Brother Timothy said you have this problem and that problem.
有一次我去问一个姊妹，我说，哎，对不起啊，我没有讲过啊，你为什么把我的这个大名不是大名啊，把它拿到前面来呢
？So one time I questioned a sister who used my name when making comment to others. I said, I never said that. Why did you use my name?
那是她是说她的孩子一件事情。
And she was rebuking her child for something, and she used the name of Timothy.
她说用你的名字比较有用啊。
Because it's more authoritative to use your name to rebuke my child.
好像过去父母要讲儿女的时候说警察来了。
It's just like when parents like.Like to threaten the children, says I'll tell the police.
但是我想爱心说诚实话。
When we speak the truth in love,
当我们真正愿意面对面的，我有什么问题，我能够面对你，我能够跟你交通。
If there's a problem, if I can just tell you face to face.
我是觉得这是一个正确的路。
I think that is the right way to solve problems.
当我们跟任何人有过不去的时候
，If you feel there's any problem between you and another person，
在私底下
，Privately，
单独的面对面
，Face to face， talk to that person，
把我们心里的感觉说出来
，Share what's inside of you with that person they have problems with，
在爱中说诚实话
，To speak the truth in love，
彼此接纳，彼此饶恕
，And accept one another and forgive one another。
我觉得这是一个非常美的事情
，And I think that's a beautiful thing。
当我们在爱中说的时候，我们就能够成全对方，我们能够建造对方
，Because when we say things in love, then we can are able to build them up and perfect them。
很多时候，不单你说的对象他得到建造，常常我们自己。也得做建造。
Many times when we do that, not only our the other person is helped, we ourselves can be helped too.
所以我想在这个点上哈，常常真的是需要我们一同来学习。
And this is something we all should learn.
如何在爱中说诚实话
？Learn how to speak the truth in love.
如何我们愿意因着爱的缘故，我们能够面对面的来交通
？How that because of love, we are able to share face to face our feelings.
我们能够里面有一个很细微的感觉。
That we can be so delicate inside.
啊，这个交通是从生命里面出来的。
That we can be so sensitive that we know what I say is out of my inner life、
啊、这个交通是从里面的爱出来的
what I'm saying is out of love
那这个呢就能够建造人
then what I say can help others
但是我想一面我们要学习怎么样来交通
on one hand we have to learn how to fellowship with others
那另外一面呢我们要学习如何接受别人的交通
and on the other hand we have to learn how to accept other people's fellowship
很多时候我们都有一个情况
and many times we have thisCondition.
没有一个人喜欢被人家说的
Because no one likes to be criticized or spoken about
所以我们一个很自然的反应第一个呢就是防卫
Therefore our natural response will be to defend ourselves
当人家一说的时候马上一个防卫墙就拉起来了
And immediately our line of defense is up when we heard some negative comments
但是我们也知道如果我们的防卫太强的时候以后没有人敢跟你说
But if our line of defense is so strong and high then the natural result is no one dare to tell you anything in the future.
如果从来没有人敢说你有什么缺点，我想那也是我们有问题了。
Then we have a big problem if no one dare to tell us any problem that we have.
至少你的另外一半敢跟你说真话。
At least your spouse dare to speak the truth to you.
但是我们常常在防卫的时候，第一个我们开始很多的解释。
And our natural response of defense is that we will have a lot of explanation and reasoning.
解释不是不好的。
It's not bad try to reason.
这个也是一个沟通的一部分。
Because that's a way of communication.
但是我们常常要带着一个受教的灵。
But make sure we have a teachable spirit when we do that.
这样当别人跟我们讲的时候，我们可以蒙到祝福。
So that we can be blessed through other people's sharing.
如果无论什么情况，你就是在那里。防卫。
If we do nothing but defending ourselves,
那这很多的话，很多的光是要从主来的，我们就听不进去，我们也接受不了。
Then chances are we will not be able to hear any words that's from the Lord or any light that's shed from the Lord.
有一次我记得，史弟兄他和一位同工的姊妹交通。
One time I remember Brother Z was sharing with a female co-worker.
因为别人有一些的意见。
Because other people had some problem with her.
史蒂翁就第一个问他，你有没有度量来接受别人跟你的所有的交通和指责
？Therefore, the first question Brother Z had for her is that, do you have the capacity to accept other people's sharing or comment about you.
他的意思就是说，如果你没有这个度量，你们也不用一起交通了。
Because if you don't have that capacity, then don't bother with further communication.
感谢主，那天那个同工姊妹，她说，感谢主，主让我能够接受。
Fortunately, that sister that day was willing to accept other people's comments.
他们有了很美好的交通。
Therefore, they were able to have very good and peaceful fellowship.
一些的误会能够解决。
A lot of misunderstandings were do away with.
一些劝勉我们的姊妹，她也能够接受。
And she was willing to accept any encouragement other people gave to her.
在主里面就被建造了。
Therefore, they were built up together in the Lord.
而且是同被建造。
And they were built up together as a result.
那我想在这些点上就是说一面我们能够勇敢的在爱中说诚实话
Therefore, on one hand, we have to be courageous enough to speak the truth in love.
另外一面我们在爱的里面我们能够接受这些的诚实话
On the other hand, we have to be able to accept other people's honest comments in love.
我们愿意放下我们自己的防卫
We are willing to let go of our guards.
主我在你的面前
And but say, Jesus, I'm in your presence.
我这就是我的光景
This is my true condition.
我愿意从你来领受话语
I'm willing to receive words from you.
今天不是我们要得着人的称赞或在人的面前有什么样的地位
I'm not here to receive praises from men only or try to have a position in the eyes of others.
真的是非我为主
But I would say, not I, but Christ.
所以我们盼望说今天借着交通主能够来建造我
Therefore, my wish is that through this fellowship, Lord, you can build me up further.
当我们能够在交通中得着建造，这就是蒙一个很大的祝福。
We will be so blessed when we are able to be built up through fellowshipping with others.
那常常在这个点上的学习也是非常的重要。
And that is a very important learning point.
常常我们天然人的反应，第一个是防卫。
Because our natural response to people's comments is that I will defend myself.
那更糟糕一点的就是开始攻击。
And then the second thing we can do is to attack others.
当人家说你一个缺点。
When people point out one of your problems,
我想你总能看出别人有两个缺点。
And we probably come up with two problems that person.
所以我常常发现跟一些人交通，你交通他 A 点，他马上回过头来说你 B、C 点都是错的。
And I had that experience when I share with people their particular problem A, and then they will respond with actually you have problem C and D, B and C.
我想我天然生命里面可能反应也是一样的。
And I think I probably will react the same way from my natural life.
你还说我呢？我看你也比我好多少
Who are you dare to criticize me? I don't think you are better than I am.
啊，弟兄姊妹，当我们一有这样的反应
When we respond that way,
我们就失去了蒙福的机会
Then we'll lose opportunity to be blessed.
神叫我们站在一个最低的地位上
The Lord wants us to always stand at the lowest position.
这是一个最蒙福的地位
Because that's where the blessings go.
今天就算有人他所说的话也许不一定是从生命出来的，不一定是从灵里面、从爱里面出来的。
Even though people may make comment toward us, not out of their spirit or out of love.
但是今天我们能够说，我们若站在一个最低微的地位。
But if we are willing to stand at the lowest position of all,
我们仍然能够得着祝福。
We can still be blessed.
这是一个很奇妙的事情。
And this is something very marvelous.
当我们想到在圣经中许多属灵的人物。
Think about all these spiritual characters in the Bible.
当大卫被那个示每被人家这样骂羞辱的时候
When David was insulted greatly by Shema
我想骂他的人绝对不是出于生命啊出于爱的
I believe that guy scolded him not out of love at all
但是大卫知道他服服在神的面前
But David submit himself completely to the hand of God
他仍然得着祝福
Therefore he was blessed as a result
今天同样的我们在神的面前来领受
At the same token, we can receive blessing from God same way.
在最低微的地位上。
As long as we're willing to stand at a low position.
那这些话语能够成为我们的祝福。
So these words can become our blessing.
我们来读一下以弗所书。
Let's read Ephesians.
第四章第二十九节。
Verse 29.
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话。叫听见的人得益处。哥罗西书四章第六节。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 6。
你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用言调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。 那以弗所书说污秽的言语一句不可出口。
In Ephesians says, do not let any unwholesome talk out of your mouth.
一句都不可以出口。
Not any unwholesome talk.
那什么是污秽的言语？
What's unwholesome talk?
那这些呢，是从我们里面天然生命所涌出来的。
These are the things coming out of our natural life.
那他说要随时说造就人的好话。
But only what is helpful for building others up.
神在这里让我们很清楚的看见。
And God made it so clear to us here.
他要我们用话语来彼此建造。
He wants us to build up one another with words.
叫听见的人得益处。
So that it will be helpful for building others up according to their needs.
但是我们也知道心里面所充满的口里呢就说出来。
And we all know one thing that whatever is inside of us will come out of us.
所以很多时候不是一个人他要故意要说污秽的话。
It's not that we purposely try to speak unwholesome words.
但是常常里面充满的是这些。
But the problem is that's what's inside of us.
今天不是外面的环境叫一个人说污秽的话。
And a person does not speak evil words just because of our surroundings.
不是因为外面有一个冤枉能够叫他说污秽的话。
It's not something bad happened to him that he speaks something bad.
那是因为里面的光景是这样。
But because that was his true condition inside.
是的，一杯水放在这里。
Yes, you may have a glass of water here.
也许没有任何事情的时候，你也看不出它里面到底放的是什么东西。
When nothing out there happens, you won't know what's inside of the cup.
啊，有的时候被人家碰了一下。
But if you push the cup away,
这个水洒出来了。
And spill some water out of the cup.
哎呦，你一看这个是墨水。
And you look, oh, that's dark ink.
这是黑色的。
It's black.
那有些时候一倒出来，哦，这是果汁。
Sometimes it spills out juice.
那有的时候这个是清水。
Some are clear water.
东西是在里面的。
Because these things were contained within the glass.
环境不过是客观的。
All the circumstances are objective tools.
所以有的时候这个一碰呢出来是好的，有的一碰呢出来是这个污秽的话。
Therefore, one tilt or one push will show what's inside.
弟兄姊妹，讲到我们的口，它是我们里面光景的一个发表。
Our mouth is just an express for what's inside of us.
为什么光是讲说你要勒住你的口啊，你要怎么样说话，常常你发现说这是做不到的。
It's useless just to guard our mouth because we just can't do that.
因为里面所充满的它就会彰显出来。
Because what comes out of us is what's inside of us.
里面常常是在那里感谢主的。
If we often give thanks to the Lord.
有一个人他走路的时候突然就碰到了一个东西。
And the person was walking and he was tripped by something.
那一碰到他说感谢主。
And many he was tripped go, oh, thanks Lord.
因为他里面充满了感谢。
Because this man always filled with thanksgiving.
那另外一个人呢，碰到了一个东西，他可能出来是一句这个骂的话。
Yet another person, once he tripped, he may come up with a cussing word.
因为他里面充满了就是这个骂人的话。
Because that's what's inside of him.
所以我想，当我们读到主的话的时候
，So when we read the word of the Lord,
第一个我们不是注意说怎么来管我们的口。
We don't just watch out our mouth.
我们知道这是做不到的。
Because we can't control our lips.
今天就拿一个拉链把你拉起来。
Even you try to zip it up,
它从肚子里还要发出声音的。
You can still hear sounds in the belly.
啊，主要我们改变我们这个人。
But Jesus wants to change us completely from inside.
他笑说，你们的言语要常常带着和气。
Therefore, he said, let your conversation be always full of grace.
这个和气是一个恩典。
Grace means grace.
所以我们要成为一个充满了恩典的人。
So we have to be a man or woman full of grace.
彼此以恩慈来相待。
Treat one another with grace.
当我们对人有这样的恩典。
When we treat other people with grace.
我们从主不断地领受恩典。
And we continue to receive grace from the Lord.
我们永远站在一个蒙恩的地位上。
Then we will always stand at a position that's so blessed with grace.
我们所说出来的话能够带着和气。
Naturally, we will speak words with grace.
我想这些点真的是非常的重要。
And I think these are very important points we can learn.
盼望我们从我们说出来的话，我们不是只是从对与错，好像说我讲的是没有错的。
Hopefully our words are not based upon what's right from wrong.
我们要摸着里面的生命。
But we'll feel what's the inner life feeling.
到底在神那里看，这是不是一个充满了和气、充满了恩典的话
？And make sure from the eyes of God, I'm speaking words full of grace.
这句话充满了爱。
Full of love.
还是是一句污秽的言语
？Or am I making some unwholesome talk？
所以我们常常要求主来光照我们。
Therefore, we pray the Lord will just shine light upon us。
有时候讲了一句话出去，自己里面好像吃了一个死苍蝇一样。
Many times when we made a comment and we feel really bad inside, like swallowing a dead fly。
我记得以前有一次骑脚踏车。
One time I was riding a bike。
正好在讲话。
Talking at the same time.
啊，一只跑到里面去。
And then a fly just ran right into my mouth.
我想你们不知道有没有这种经历哈。
Do you have that similar experience?
但是当你说了一句这个不对的话。
But when you make a wrongful comment.
有时候你真的好像就是这个感觉。
And that's how you might feel.
因为不讨神的欢喜。
Because what you just said was not pleasing to God.
不管你讲的是多对。
It doesn't matter whether your comment was right or not.
不管你的理由多充分。
No matter how strong your reasoning may be.
不管别人是多么的错。
And no matter how wrong that person was.
但是我们没有办法来欺骗圣灵。
But we can never deceive the Holy Spirit that's inside.
当我们一回到里面。
When we return inward.
我刚刚讲的话没有办法建造人。
And we realize what I just said could not help others.
啊，我就知道说主不喜欢这样的话。
And I know the Lord did not like what I said.
什么时候这个死苍蝇才能够跑掉呢？
When can we cast out that dead fly?
我们必须悔改，回转到主的面前。
That is, we return to the Lord and repent.
求主的血遮盖。
We pray the Lord, you cover me with your precious blood.
求主光照，求主赦免。
Lord, forgive me.
感谢主，今天主在我们里面是真实的。
We praise the Lord for it is the true and living God that lives inside of us.
主在我们里面是实在的。
And it is indeed that He lives inside of us.
他告诉我们要建造他的教会。
He tells us to build up His church.
那必须在于耶稣基督作为根基。
And Jesus Christ has to be the foundation of the building work.
必须是生命的建造。
And we have to build upon life.
必须是爱的建造。
Has to be a building work out of love.
一切没有一点点可以虚假的，能够掺假的。
And we can never have any other things in the building work.
主也告诉我们非常清楚。
And the Lord made it clear to us.
是的，今天也许你还可以看见一些外面的。
Yes, you can still lay your eyes upon things that's outward.
还有一些好像是分不出来的。
And you can still have problem not be able to tell what's true, what's not.
但是到了那一天，在主的面前。
But one day shall come in the presence of our Lord.
审判从神的家起手。
The judgment starts from the household of God.
所有的在主面前都要显明。
All our words will be revealed in the presence of Him.
所有不是真实的。
Whatever is not out of Him, not true.
所有都要被烧掉。
They will be all burned away.
啊，我们求主今天来光照我们。
So we say, Lord, shine your light on me today.
叫我们今天得着审判台前的亮光。
So that I can see the light of your judgment seat today.
我们祷告主有一个真实出于生命的建造。
So that we can have true building work that's out of your life.
我们祷告主有真真实爱的建造。
We pray the building work among us will be a building work out of love.
我们祷告主来祝福我们的话语。
Lord, bless the words that come out of my mouth.
好，让我们的话语出来，能够叫别人得着益处。
So when I speak, I can edify others.
这个话出来是充满了和气的。
When I speak, they'll be full of grace.
满了恩典的。
Full of your grace.
满了爱的。
Full of your love.
这个话是诚实的。
And will be truth.
这个话是能够建造人的。
And will benefit others.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
我们最后来读一下哥林多前书第14章。
First Corinthians chapter 14.
我们在礼拜五的晚上，我们曾经一起交通过第14章。
And this is the passage we shared last Friday.
第一节，请我们一起来读。
Read verse 1 together.
你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐。其中更要羡慕的是做先知讲道。第四节
Verse 4,
说方言的是造就自己，做先知讲道的乃是造就教会。他特别告诉我们说要追求做先知讲道。
He says eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy.
做先知讲道的乃是造就教会。
Because He who prophesies edifies the church.
那在这里我们也在周五的时候一起有交通到做先知讲道，它的重点还不是说我们在那里只是说一些将来会发生什么事情。
The key point about prophecy is not to prophesy things to come.
做先知讲到乃是要发表神的奥秘神的旨意。
But most important, make God's mystery and will be known to man.
他一开始就告诉我们说你们要追求爱。
In the beginning, it says to eagerly desire, follow the way of love.
是的，我们若是能够认识神丰富的旨意。
Yes, if we come to know fully the will of God.
若是没有爱，这些好像成了我们头脑里面的知识。
But without love, then whatever we know is nothing but knowledge in our head.
但是当我们被主的爱所充满。
But only when we are filled by the love of the Lord.
主还要我们来到他的面前。
Therefore, the Lord wants us to come back to Him all the time.
他乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
He is glad to reveal His.Some inside of our hearts.
那些在幔内的事
and things that's within the veil.
原本对我们好像是看不见的
used to be hidden from us.
但是神他乐意把他儿子启示在我们里面
But God says, I'm glad to reveal to you things regarding my son.
启示的意思就是把这个幔子给打开了
To reveal means to unveil the thing.
在幔子关着的时候
When the veil was down.
也许你听见后面好像有叮叮哐啷的声音
You may hear sounds of activities behind the veil
很多很多的那个布景在那里在那里布置好
You could tell people were decorating behind the veil
但是你看不见
However, you cannot see what's going on
今天在圣灵的时代
Now, we are in the era of the Holy Spirit
这是神启示的时代
This is the era of God's revelation
借着他的话
Through His words
他要把他的心意启示在我们
He wants to reveal to us what was hidden in his heart.
哦，他何等的乐意，我们都能够看见那个建造的蓝图。
He's more than willing to show us the blueprint of his construction work.
他何等的让我们能够看见他的儿子。
He desires for us to see his only son.
就是这个建造的模型。
Which is the model of the building work.
神已经让他的儿子把他的心意显明出来。
And through his son, God has shown us what's in his heart.
我们知道过去没有人看见。
Because before Jesus Christ, no one has seen God.
神的儿子来了。
But when the Son of God has come,
父怀中的独生子
the only Son in the bosom of the Father,
这位独生神把神表明了出来。
And this only Son expressed to us what God is like.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要羡慕。
Dear brothers and sisters, we shall have this desire.
我们都要祷告。
We shall pray.
主啊，让我们看见。
Oh Lord, let me see you.
我们要见耶稣啊。
We want to see Jesus.
我们不要看见任何其他的。
We don't want to see anything else.
我们说主，我们要看见你。
But we want to see you, Jesus.
帮助我们。
Help us.
叫我们不见一人，只见耶稣。
So that we see no one but Jesus himself.
做先知讲道。
And to be a prophet.
不是我们在那里说一件未来的事情。
It's not just to prophesize about things to come.
他必须要先来认识神。
We have to first come to know God.
却要先来经历神。
We have to first come to experience God.
然后我们能够把先知讲到我们能够把这个发表来建造他的教会
Then we can express Then we can prophesize about things regarding to God to build up his church
我想这又有两面一面呢就是我们对他的对神的认识
Therefore there are two aspects One aspect is our knowledge toward God
我们要求启示
We ask the Lord to give us your revelation
我们要读主的话
We need to read your words
好像这个说明书已经赐给我们
It's like we have the owner's manual in our hand
若我们从来不去读它
If we never refer to it,
我们永远没有办法真正的来认识。
There's no way we can truly know about him.
有些时候我们说哈，我也好多祷告，求主开启我来认识他。
Many times we may say, you know, I pray so many times, Lord, open my eyes.
但是神说，我所有要说的都在他，都在我的话里面。
But the Lord's reply to our prayers that all I want to say is in my Bible.
很多的时候也不是那么超然的。
And it's not that supernatural in my words.
很多时候有些人他太寻求那个超然的所谓启示
A lot of times people try to seek supernatural experiences for his
他也不读圣经
revelation and totally forgot about reading the word of God
他有时候也说甚至人所 教导的他也不愿意去听
and neither he will be willing to listen to the teaching of other brothers and sisters
他说我只要祷告来到主面前主亲自会教导我
He said I just want to do one thing morning I will pray to my God and then he will teach me personally.
但绝大多数的时候
Unfortunately, most of the time,
他这样子得到的启示都是奇奇怪怪的。
The kind of revelation this kind of person will receive will be very unusual, very weird.
神已经把他的话赐给我们。
Because the Lord has given unto us his own word.
这本圣经是打开的。
Therefore, we have an open Bible.
这就是他的话就是灵就是生命。
And inside the Bible are his words, his life, and his spirit.
是要我们去读的是要我们去吃的
Therefore we need to read it We need to eat from it
我们从他的话的里面我们能够得到启示
Only through his words We can have revelation
我想这些都非常的重要
These are important things to do
所以我们在神的话语上要下功夫
Therefore we need to spend time and effort To study his words
把他的话当作食物吃了
And take his words in as if we are eating
然后我们才真正得到从主那里的开启
Then we can truly receive revelation from God
然后我们才能够真的认识神
Then we can say I know God now
但是下面光是这样子还不够的
But that's just one aspect
我们还要祷告主让我们来经历神
We need to continue to pray the Lord Let me experience you
让他的话在我们身上能够实现出来
So that your words can be realized in my life
那我想这个真的是我们一生所要追求的
And that will be a lifetime lesson for each one of us
常常在讲信息的人里面总有一个觉得说不踏实的点
And many times as a speaker of the word of God There's always a fear
我常常觉得哪一个点不踏实呢
And what would be the fear?
因为我不像我所讲的
Because I'm not yet to the extent that I'm preaching
我知道我所讲的照着神的话所讲的
Because I can tell you according to the words of God
但是我这个人呢永远是差得太远了
However, my spiritual measurement is still way below what I'm talking about
但是一面来讲我们不能不讲神的话
But on one hand, we have to speak the words of God
另外一点来讲永远这是我们追求的一个目标
And on the other hand, I have to know this will always be the goal and standard I will pursue
我们不能等到啊，都要等到都完全了我们才做先知讲道我们才来传讲神的话
We cannot start prophesying only when we are perfect
那今天世界上可能大家只能读圣经了
If that's the case, then everybody can do nothing but read the Bible
那每一次站起来谁谁谁你读一段圣经
Then we'll just take turns stand up and read the Bible
感谢主今天神把他的话赐给我们
We thank the Lord for he has given unto us his own words
他的话是灵是生命
And his words are his spirit and his life
神要用他的话来建造教会
And God wants to build up his church with his words
但是神的话已经说出来了
And he has spoken
但是今天他也得着我们成为这个说话的器皿
At the same time he wants to obtain us toThrough us, we are his vessels of words.
So, 我们每一个人都能够借着话来建造教会。
So that each one of us can, through our words, edify the church.
愿我们把我们自己奉献在主的手中。
May we just offer ourselves in the hand of God.
非我为主。
We say, no longer I, but Christ.
真的非我为主，在我们的言语和步舞。
Not I, but Christ in my words and my deeds.
在我们所有的生活态度表现，真的让基督他自己能够彰显出来。
In the manifestation of every aspect of my life, may Christ be seen.
盼望这些日子我们常常来思想。
May these days we meditate upon his words often.
他告诉我们总要说造就人的好话。
He said, always speak truth that will build others up.
让我们常回到里面与主亲近。
Always return inside to come close to the Lord.
啊，让我们真的跟主有一个很好的关系。
To make sure we have a very good relationship with the Lord.
然后我们祷告主，让我们的生命让我们从爱的里面能够把建造的话能够说出来。
Then we pray the Lord will use us through words out of our inner life and love so that we can benefit others.
这样的话不一定是有高言大志。
And I'm not talking about being eloquent.
这样的话不一定是有很多的学问。
And may not be full of knowledge either in our words.
但是主会教导我们。
But the Lord will teach us.
什么样的话是能够建造的话语。
Teach us as to what to speak to help others.
什么样的话是叫别人能够得着益处。
He teaches what to say to benefit others.
他也会让我们知道。
God will let us know.
什么样的话 是拆毁人的。
What kind of words would destroy or damage others?
是毁坏，是神不喜悦的。
And what are the words that God does not like?
我们里面会知道。
We will know. We'll be clear.
因为恩膏的教训在我们的身上。
Because His anointing teaching dwells inside of us.
哦，因为主就住在我们的里面。
Because He Himself lives inside of us.
我们说要在爱中说诚实话。
And we say to speak the truth in love.
我想第一个关键点，我们在神的面前必须诚实。
And the first important thing is that we have to be true in front of God.
我们必须说我在神面前是赤露敞开的。
We have to say I hide nothing in front of you.
让他的光照在我们全人每一个角落。
Lord, shine your light on me, every corner of me.
我们能够这样的真实在主的面前。
If we dare to come to God in such a true condition,
弟兄姊妹，我们里面才会有那样的一个敏感。
Then we can be sensitive to His feelings.
这是出于生命的。
And then we'll speak things out of life.
这是出于我的老旧的自己的。
And we'll be able to tell, this is out of the life of God, this is out of my old life.
这是从主的爱来的。
And this is out of the love of the Lord.
这个不是主的爱的。
And this is not out of the Lord's love.
我们里面就能够慢慢的有一个清楚的分辨。
And gradually we'll be able to discern.
然后我们求主保守我们的心胜过保守一切。
And we also will ask the Lord,To guard our heart more than anything else.
让我们里面所充满的没有一点是污秽的言语。
So that whatever fills my heart is nothing unwholesome.
我们出来的满了恩惠的言语。
But full of grace.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
盼望我们在主面前彼此勉励。
May we encourage one another.
我真的知道这些日子神正在建造他的教会。
For I truly know the Lord is building upon His church these days.
那神正要建造的时候，也绝对是仇敌所最不甘心的。
When God is doing His work, that's the same time the devil wants to work.
但我们知道神基督为儿子治理神的家。
But we know Christ, He's the Son of God, He rules in His household.
当我们里面愿意说非我为主。
Whenever we're willing to say, not I, but you.
我们的主他在我们中间正在掌权。
And then the Lord will be able to reign among us.
在建造的过程中的确不是非常的美丽。
Yes, when the construction is in process, it's quite messy.
难免也有一些的拆毁，也有一些的显明。
And you see a lot of tearing, work of tearing down and revelation of many true conditions.
就好像我们来到主的面前，当圣灵的光一照在我们里面，把我们光景显出来的时候。
Just when we come into the light of the Lord and He shows us our true condition.
的确我们是非常的很难接受。
Yes, we probably will not be able to accept our true condition either.
但是我们只要流泪祷告。
But if we pray tearfully.
哦，认罪悔改。
Confess and repent.
每一个拆毁成了神的建造。
And every tearing down will become a foundation of God's building work.
就有一句话讲说神的拆毁就是神的建造。
That's why people say when God tears down, He builds up the same time.
盖恩夫人所说的。
That's spoken by Madame Guyenne.
所以我们感谢主，今天圣灵在我里面来光照。
And so we should give thanks when the Holy Spirit shines light inside of us.
来显明。
To reveal our condition.
但是要知道真的在神的家的里面，这个生命是真实的。
God, we have to know whatever's in house of God has to be out of the true life.
这个爱是真实的。
And the love is also true.
愿主在我们中间得作荣耀。
May the Lord receive glory in our midst.
好，我们再来唱诗歌第396首。
Let's sing this song one more time, 396.
非我为主。
Not I, but Christ.